The National Council of Churches of Kenya, NCCK, says EMP's confession that they passed the Finance Act 2023 without reading it amounted to failure to discharge the duties. Following the confession by the MPs, especially from Mount Kenya region, the NCCK want the electorate to consider that in the future elections. We elected them to review and pass laws, and this confession means they have failed in their main duty. This is something that we will encourage voters to consider in the future elections. In the meantime, we call upon the national and country governments to reassure the citizens by reducing the taxation levels, NCCK Nyeri County Chairman Rev. Patrick Kamathi. This council said it was also concerned about the slow progress in the implementation of promises and commitments made by the national and county governments, describing the state's failure to implement policies to cut down the cost of living as most troubling. Quite notably, the persistent increases in taxation are hurting our people by creating panic and psychological instability. Further to this, it is a major concern for us when the members of parliament in our areas come out to confess that they passed the Finance Act 2023 without reading it, Kamathi said. MPs who unanimously passed the act are now on the receiving end, since the law is on the verge of bringing the avocado subsector to its knees. While many have claimed they were not aware of the provision of the contentious Section 23 of the Finance Act, others have tried defending the provision by claiming they did not envisage a situation where the law would be used to tax farmers. Molo MP Kuria Kamani, who is also the chairman of the National Assembly Finance and Planning Committee, says the Finance Act does not intend to impose taxes on farm produce, and accused the Kenya Revenue Authority, KRA, of misinterpreting some of the clauses. I want to tell KRA that I understand every clause of that legislation, because I was the one who led my fellow MPs in endorsing it in Parliament. There is no proposal in the Finance Act meant to impose tax on our avocado farmers, Kuria said on Wednesday during the commissioning of the Moranga Coffee Mills factory at Akundu in Marigua constituency, Moranga County. There is only a requirement for farmers to register on eTIMS, Electronic Tax Invoice Management System. The aim is to net unscrupulous traders who have been importing avocado into the country and pretending to be local farmers so as to evade taxation. Stop taking advantage of that clause. We will amend it again so that it becomes clearer. We will fine-tune that law so that it is not subjected to abuse, he added. Gatanga MP Edward Mariu urged the government not to introduce agricultural taxation, arguing that it will expose farmers to suffering. It is true we need money to continue improving our economy. But I want to request you, RDP, as you sit down to strategize about the taxation of this country, I am requesting that we don't impose taxation on primary agriculture, Mariu said. We promised these people that if we took over the government's leadership, we would ensure that there was enough money in their pockets. Let us fulfill that promise of putting money into our people's pockets, he added. NCCK has further urged the 47 county governments to resolve the doctors' strike stalemate that has paralyzed delivery of healthcare services. We call upon all county governments across the country to hold meaningful dialogue with doctors and other medics to resolve the emerging crisis due to strikes, Kamathi said. Kamathi was yesterday elected as the county's new NCCK chairman, where he will serve for 3 years. He takes over from Rev. Simon Njoroge, who had served in the office for 6 years.